Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Tonight, Dre can tell you what's going to happen or what we're talking about, the topic, and I will turn it over to Dre right now.
We're talking about old school Dream Team 92. How would they turn out against the Dream Team of today? And my say is, I think the Dream Team today will not beat the Dream Team of 92. Old school versus new school.
And why are you saying that, Dre?
Because I say that the Dream Team of 92 of old school had more hype.
Okay.
They had Magic Johnson, first of all. Magic Johnson, it was the best point guard. I still say the best point guard I ever seen. I'm not saying that the Dream Team today is not good, but I just don't think they were better than the Dream Team of old school. You know, what they got today is a little speed. They don't have no height. They're a little quicker, more athletic, but I just think that I'm old school, so I'm going to go with the old school. What you think?
You know, honestly, I'll go with you on that, too, because you got to think about all the things that these athletes are doing nowadays. You know, it's a lot going on with, you know, drunk driving or rape or whatever. Back then, all that was, I mean, it was happening, but it wasn't like it is today. You know, and with that being said, we're going to open up the phone lines, you know, for the callers. Call us, dial 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to me or Dre and give your feedback on the matter. The phone lines are now open. But you're right,
you
Dre.
What you say?
You're right about that, though.
I mean, you look at the guards that they have, all right? They got Darren Williams, Chris Paul, and Russell Westbrook. James Harden could play the 3 or the 2. He can't play the 4. Now, you got Michael Jordan, Clyde Drexler, John Stockton, and Magic Johnson at the guards. That's no comparison.
Right.
Anybody out there to hear that, that's no comparison. Not to me. Not
I
to
heard
me.
That. I
you
heard
know,
that.
We had Ewan. And you had David Robinson as your bigs. And you got Tyson Chandler and Kevin Love. Give me a break.
Right.
Give me a break. Anthony Davis over Christian Lakeman. Okay, that's an up-in-the-air thing. Anthony Davis and Christian Lakeman. But back then, Christian Lakeman was the best college player that was. But that team assembled, the only one I think was old was Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Bird was the only one hurt. You got... The dream team of new, you got Kobe and LeBron and Carmelo. You got Tyson Chandler, Kevin Durant, Andre, well, I can't even say his name. My man Dre from the 76ers. Everybody know what I'm talking about. I can't even say the nigga last name. That's bad. Everybody know
like
what I'm talking
say,
about.
They
He's
know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, they know who I'm talking about. And you know, you got KB, you got Kobe Bryant. But back then, and then international ball, you got to play man-to-man. There's no zone. That's another thing. NBA, they play zone. Now, I don't know which way they would play, which rules or whatever they would play, but my thing is I really do think the first dream team, I don't think nobody could beat that team. I just don't see it. You know, you hear controversy about, you know, that some of them were old, some of them was past their prime, but to me, the only one that was old was Larry Bird.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, what'd you say?
Well, again, I'm going to say the phone lines are open. If you want to speak to Dre or myself, press 1. We're waiting to hear your feedback on this matter. So, please, if you're on the air, on the line, to get on the air and give your feedback, you have to press 1. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Waiting to hear from you. But it's you know it's like I say, even though the old school is older, I still think they can take the younger ones out.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah, a hell
you
of
know,
a game.
It'll definitely be a good game. They played today. They played against Tunisia. They beat them by I think 40. You know the dream team they just played. LeBron, you know, I don't know how much he had, but it was a good game.
Hold on, Dre. We have the mayor on the line.
What's good? What's going
mayor,
on?
Are you there? Hello,
yeah,
how are you?
What's going on? What's going on, team? What's going on, everybody?
Everything.
Yeah, this is the mayor right here, formerly of the season ticket, now doing the after further review little thing. But I just wanted to chime in and participate on the topic, which is the 92 Dream Team versus this Olympic team. This, first of all, I'm going to say this Olympic team has no purpose or reason to be called the Dream Team by no stretch of imagination.
Thank you. Thank
by
you.
No stretch of imagination. By no stretch of anybody's imagination. This team has no reason or no purpose to be called the Dream Team because, first of all, this is not even the number one team that they would put on the court. Where's Dwight Howard?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And they're missing Blake Griffin.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? So, like, for them to say that they're going to run up against people and run through people, which is expected of them to do, but I don't think that they would even, you know, have a chance against the 92 Dream Team for the simple fact that, yeah, Larry Bird was old and Magic had came back because he was gone already. But
exactly.
You had everybody was like 29 years old. So what are you telling me? Right. And plus, you know what? My main issue, and the reason why I think that it would be they would run the court with these cats right here for this 2012 Olympic team, because this 2012 Olympic team don't have no IQ.
Thank you.
Okay. Look at those guys that you got on that roster right there. Okay. From Kobe on down. Okay. Those guys, you could pick out any game that they played in their NBA careers where they kind of, like, spit the big one. Because I'm a Knicks fan. And I'll tell you, Carmelo, I don't trust them. And I'm not
right.
Trusting those dudes on that squad that I don't trust. So,
right,
plus,
right.
Like you said, like the other caller said, the international game and the rules are different. Okay, I understand
totally
that Carmelo's played in that arena before. But I just don't feel like it's going to be the cakewalker everybody thinks it's going to be. And they would
I don't think
not.
So, neither. I don't really think so, neither. They didn't run up against Spain yet. You know,
right,
they
right.
came out today. If you saw the game today,
right.
they came out and they didn't score until like 5 minutes into the game. You know, they was a little cold. But they was playing a Tunisia team. And I feel the 92 team, they would have been up by 30 with five minutes already. With Magic running the show? Come on.
Right.
Come on.
There's
no comparing to that. You know, and Magic wasn't even – Magic just took away from the game. But Magic is the type of person. He was big. Who can match up with Magic Johnson on the
in my matchup, I had a matchup. I did this team that we have right here, this Olympic team against the 92 Dream Team. I'm gonna go from the 12th man to the starters. I'm gonna go backwards. I'm gonna start from the top. I'm gonna go back.
Hold on for one second.
Okay.
Hold your thought. We have another call on the line.
Okay.
Call, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. Now,
okay.
What I'm trying to figure out here is, how do y'all figure the 92 team could go against the teams that's out, the league, that the players that's out right now?
How we figure that
I mean, you got to think about
it.
Back then, they was doing what they was doing. But as of now, the athletes that's out now, they have more, potential on doing
potential.
Things
okay,
in the NBA.
I agree with you. The players today are more athletic and more quicker. I'm not saying that. What
right.
I'm saying is as a game, and you go back to the way it was done in 92 and the way it's done now, okay, the NBA has zones and man-to-man. Back then, there was no zone. So you can't really say that they will be quicker. That's number one.
There was no zone. There was always zone.
No, there was never zone in NBA, brother. Do your homework. There was never zone in NBA until...
The zone is illegal, right?
You're right. Hear me. I'm trying to answer your question.
Yes,
right
sir.
Now, you're saying what else you said? You said
they wasn't athletic as they are now. If you think
right,
about
exactly.
back then,
and they were quicker. Now, the old school team IQ is much higher than these guys. Much higher. They would slow the game down. First of all, they would slow them down because they got to play
Thank
man.
You.
They got to play Thank man. Who's gonna play you. Magic Johnson? Who's going to play Magic Johnson?
You talking about with the players that's out now?
Yes. Who's going to play
yeah.
Magic Johnson?
Who's going to get rebounds?
Who's going to get rebounds? We got you and we got David Robinson.
Who's going to get rebounds? No.
You're going to play
Tyson
Chandler?
Who's going to get rebounds? You got Tyson Chandler going up against Clifton, Malone, Robinson. I mean, for real, so who's going to get rebounds? Where are they going to get rebounds from?
The old team will get all the rebounds. I'm going to tell
you
that right now.
I got to disagree with that.
So where are they going to get rebounds from?
No.
You got LeBron
out there. You got Kobe right now. It's like, though, they will not get all the rebounds. They'll probably get a few.
Hype.
I give them a few.
You talking hype, brother. Charles Barkley will bump. Well,
bust Tyson Chandler
out and talk smack to him at that.
And you think Carmelo's gonna let LeBron on the block?
Come on, man! You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. If you know basketball, you're talking matchups. No zone. Listen to me. No zone. You're talking matchups all day long. And you're going to think that they will run the old school team out the gym? That's not happening, brother. That's not happening. Oh, international rules is the same as the old NBA rules. You have to stay with your man. If you can't stay with your man and you're lingering, that's illegal D. And international, you can hit the ball off the rim. There's
yeah.
no goaltending.
Yep.
There's no goaltending. So you got
to
know the
yep.
rules.
So they
you don't know the rules.
Every shot.
You if the shot is on the rim,
yep.
you match up. Now, I'm gonna run down this school for all the listeners. I'm going to run down both teams. All right, I'm going to run the guards and then your power forwards and your big men. I'm going to start with the old school. At your guards, you got Michael Jordan. You got Clyde Drexler at the two. You got Magic Johnson playing the point.
Right.
You got John Stockton playing the point after. Now, your forwards, you got Barkley, Mullen, Karl Malone, Pippen, Bird. And then your bigs is Kristen Lakener, Patrick Ewing, and David Robinson. Now, that's the old school.
Right.
Okay, now listen to the new school. Now, your guards. I got to laugh at this.
It's going
to
be a joke,
Harry
right?
Harry Williams, Chris Paul, Nut Russell Brooks. You know what I'm saying, Nut Russell Westbrook. James Harden, the Beard Man, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Carmelo, Andre from 76ers. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Iguodala, right?
Yeah. My brother. Don't get on me about that. Kevin Love, Tyson Chandler, Kevin Durant, and you got Anthony Davis. They biggest
now,
man
to me,
is Anthony Davis.
To me, that's like $10 billion worth of commercials. That's all that says to me. That's all that says to me. That's like $10 billion worth of commercial. And it's awesome. That's all that says.
True. I agree with you. That's a money game. That's definitely a money game. You know, you're gonna definitely get it in with the commercials. You know.
Yeah.
Everybody's gonna want to watch that. But reality, as I was answering the gentleman's question, you cannot put legends up against boys. That's the way I look at it. You know,
so
anybody else got a question that they want to fill in or anything that they see that's wrong?
Now, I just wanted to kind of like piggyback on what you were saying in regards to the matchups and everything. Like, you know, we was asking about who was going to get a rebound. Like, and my man put, you know, he said LeBron James. Like, Barkley going to shut LeBron James down on GP. So So then what do you do? Like I said, I had my little matchups. I said I was going to have Josh Smith. It's going to be the 12th man for the Olympic team, and Christian Lake going to be the 12th man, okay? And they have Andrew Bynum and David Robinson, okay?
Right.
Then you have Blake Griffin and Karl Malone, okay?
Right.
Then you have Carmelo and Chris Mullin. That would
right.
be like the only, you know, one that they would really kill. Then you have Harden and Drexler, Chris Paul and Stockton. That would be another matchup that they would win. You know what I mean? And
so Harden or Drexler? That's
yeah,
not
Harden
even
or
a
Drexler.
Game. That's not even a matchup.
Right.
Clyde?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Harden on Drexler. And I said I had Paul on Stockton. I had Kobe Bryant as the sixth man. Kobe's the sixth man.
Yo, Stockton would be on beat Chris Paul up. Nobody would never know. He had black eyes and everything.
That's the intangible stuff. There you go. Tell me, man. That's the intangible stuff right there.
He would make Chris Paul frustrated.
Hold on,
right.
guys. We have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Oh, for sure. Bring them on.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to GQ Sports. What's your input on this?
Okay. I really want to know is how do y'all feel about Camby going with the Knicks?
Camby going with the Knicks? I think that was a good pickup. I think with Camby, you bring more veteranship to leadership to the team. Defense at that, and the man doesn't get in foul trouble. He played with the Knicks before. He could fit into that system. He would be coming off the bench, but it would give Tyson Chandler a little rest, and he doesn't have to worry about getting back in, you know, because Camby can hold it down. Anybody else? That's the way I feel about it.
So y'all feel like the Knicks might have a chance this year?
I'm a Knicks fan, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a Knicks fan, but the Knicks got it like another year or two to go. I think they need a few more pieces. Adding Raymond Felton was good, you know, with the point guard thing. But they got a little more to go. I'm going to be honest with you with basketball. Melo and Stoudemire don't mix together. I think if they had Tyson Chandler and Melo, it'll be better. Stoudemire and Melo don't mix. I don't say they got a chance to do it. No, no, I don't.
I'm gonna have faith in the Knicks. I think they're gonna do it this year. You know,
okay,
they came close last year. I got faith in them. You know, I'm not gonna give up on the Knicks because I felt like Patrick Ewing should have got his ring a long time ago.
Yeah, I feel that way.
In that game when
George Sparks
was acting like an animal.
No, hold on.
I think
he
was like 26-3 or something like that.
Hold up. John Starks was acting like an animal.
John Starks was going crazy. I think he was like 26-3 or something like that.
Now, he was 2-18.
He was taking shots he shouldn't even took. You understand?
One at a time.
Okay.
Who's going to go?
He is. Go ahead.
All right.
Make your point.
John Starks, I thought he was taking shots he shouldn't have even been taking in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that the Knicks should have got a ring a long time ago.
They was
right.
up 3-2 when they went to Houston, they was up 3-2.
Right.
They only had to win one out of the two in Houston.
Right.
They lost the first one and Sam Cassell beat us. That's the last one John Starks really.
2-18.
Yeah, he did a thing. Instead of taking him out and let Derek
Rock.
Exactly. Or Rolando Blackman. He had Rolando Blackman on the bench, too.
Yeah, he had some shooters on the bench. And he kept telling him to shoot. That was,
man.
You know, that was what
I don't think you talking about Pat Riley kept telling him to shoot?
Tell him to shoot. Yes, sir.
I don't know. If you're off, you're off. You know to give it to the person that's
true.
As far as them being NBA players, they should know the game. If you're off, you're off. It's going to take a while for you to get back on. By you constantly shooting, you're not in a practice game.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So by him
right.
constantly shooting like that, he wasn't thinking about nothing but himself.
But you got to also look at the fact that, you know, Starks was a streaky shooter.
Yeah,
so
all it took
for him to make one, you know what I mean, and then he's going to have the green light. He's going to shoot. And I guess Pat Riley, in infinite wisdom, he decided that he was going to try to make Starks.
Trying to find his stroke.
And you know, like my man said, we was up 3-2, you know what I mean? And you have to wait to find your stroke, you know what I mean? After you was after 2-11, it should have been sent.
Yeah, he was.
Hold on, guys. If there's any listeners or anyone want to call, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation and to get on the air, or just tune in. Again, the number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak with the host or just listen. All right, guys, go back.
But, Ewing, you know, we should have had a ring. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a diehard Knicks fan for life.
Respect.
And I agree, you know, with certain things and certain things I don't agree with. But if he got you there and as a coach, and I coach, and that player, if you see, well, after 2-18, like my man said, after 2-11, I would have been like, all right, he ain't doing it. You know, and we not getting no reads. I'm getting upset already because we're not even getting second chance. He's shooting us out the game. Instead of trying to shoot us back in the game, he shot us out the game. You know, and you live and die by three. Until the day, if nobody really wins, you win by three, but they also stab you in the back. And anybody, y'all all on here and listening, know basketball, you know, three-pointers, you'll really die more than you live. You know, because you're gonna get a long rebound, first of all. It got to go in. If it don't go in, you're going to get a long rebound. You're not even going to get the rebound. Then you just shoot yourself out the game. You're playing catch-up. And when you play catch-up and it's not there, the lead gets bigger and bigger and the hill gets bigger. And, you know, but.
Perfect example. So that's what I'm talking about with John Starks on that night of that game.
Mm-hmm.
He should have got taken out. I agree with you 100%. He should have been taken out after 10. I would have took him out.
I don't know about that. But I don't know about that.
Oh, I'm gonna shook him out after the first four.
No, no, I can't. You cannot say that because he was one of the reasons how they got there. And that's your opinion. But as a coach, you're looking at okay, if you take a player out that helped you get there, you want to at least give him the benefit of the doubt.
But when is the benefit of the doubt, man? It's 2-for-11. Like, when does it? When does the benefit of the doubt start to
creep in? After the 10th shot, after 10, I would have sat him down. After 10, I would have gave him that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, he helped us get there. So you got to have some type of trust in him.
Sure.
You understand what I'm saying now? You got to have some type of trust. Okay, now, after he's 10 or 2-for-8, that's 10.
Right.
That's okay, one more shot. So you might say, all right, maybe another one. Then after that, oh, he's done. He's done.
Right.
Let's sit him down. I ain't going to let him shoot 8 more shots. Because
right.
Now he's down by 20 instead of 10.
Right, and plus he can play a D2. So, yeah, that's right. That's right.
You understand what I'm saying now?
Mm-hmm.
Because he helped us get there. You got to give a person. That's just like saying of you and miss 10 layups. You know, he missed 10 layups, and he helped us get there. You take him out, he's going to be mad, or the franchise is going to be mad. He's been paying all his money. You better get his big blood in there and get us a point. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
But if he's missing, say, all right, maybe something's wrong, but you don't let it go all the way down to the fourth quarter.
Right.
Sit him down, let him collect himself, talk to him, maybe that'll
change. It is game 7, man.
Yeah, he was
real.
He did his bad. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I remember that day. Derek Harper sitting on the bench, Blackman sitting on the bench, and Pat Riley wasn't making no changes. You know,
right.
he rolled or died with that team.
Right, right. That's right. I guess that's the best way to put it. No,
well, he rolled with that team, and he didn't
mm-hmm.
care what anybody said because he rolled or died with that team.
Right.
You know, that's my team. Harper wasn't a New Yorker. Blackman wasn't a New Yorker. They brought some rusty niggas from Dallas.
From Dallas.
You know what I'm saying? So he's like, he didn't really have trust in them, like he had trust in Starks. Starks slept with him for a minute. So I'm going to go with my boy. That's the way I'm looking at it as a coach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Did I answer
right.
your question?
Well, I still say.
Who gonna win?
Oh, you all lost, T. You talking about who's gonna win? That game was damn near the decade ago. Who gonna win? We lost, baby. We lost.
So y'all
yeah.
got a joke for me, right? Y'all
got
a joke on me, right?
It's all good.
Yes, it's all good. Now, that's my host, T. She knows. I'm only kidding with her.
She brought us back to reality with that one. We was going in on the conversation. She brought us back. Like,
yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
See, I'm going to have to get some more females to start calling in on Tuesdays because y'all not going to take me there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we get to the football now, she get it in. We're
okay.
going to have some topics on football.
Girl,
she get it in.
You're going to have problems then.
Well, I don't know. With football, I'm saying I don't care what nobody say. Y'all can laugh or whatever, but I'm sticking with my Giants. I'm a New York fan.
Oh,
I'm showing you.
I'm listening.
Yo, y'all got
let me ask all the people on the air. Who you think made the best acquisition in the NFL over the offseason? Who improved their team better that you see that might do better than what they did last year on the football?
Can I get this one?
Go ahead.
I'm speaking as a lifelong, full-fledged Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. We got...
I was laughing at this.
I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan from 0-26. So I died with my team before I even got the list. So this team right here, I'm not really in favor. I wasn't really in favor of the change because, you know, they really didn't give Raheem his fair due. Okay?
Right.
But
you're right.
We got to move on now. So we're with Greg Schiano now, and we got the rah-rah dude for Rutgers and all that. So we got Vincent Jackson. We got Carl Nix. Our secondary is vastly improved. Now, if I could get Akeem Tyrese to stay out the courtroom, I could show up.
True.
you know, and we had one of our offensive linemen went down with a little knee injury today. He's supposed to be out for the season, but I'm looking at my Tampa Bay Buccaneers really making a marked improvement from last year, man. Because you know, last year was a year that everybody kind of like expected us to make big things. Josh was supposed to take that next step, you know what I mean? LeGarrette Blount was supposed to be hurdling over people. Our defense was supposed to be hectic. We had the line rocking. The Price and my other man on the defensive line, but we took to San Francisco and got the wheels torn off, okay? And we lost 10 games in a row. So we ended up getting like 4-12, okay?
Can I say something on your Buccaneers? I don't think last year was, I think it was the coaching, because look at San Francisco. San Francisco had the same team.
No. Because the year before, we were supposed to be garbage, and we won 10 games. We barely missed the playoffs. Okay, that was the year where we just shocked.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all did fairly good last year. Y'all did fairly all right.
We was 4-12.
That's what I'm saying. Fairly good.
Oh, come on. Hold on. Ralph is coming. It's coming. Wait for it.
Go ahead. I'm putting you back.
I'm having fun right now. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that's my squad, and I think that, you know, we may, you know, give the Saints a little problem. And hopefully that Cam Newton can have a little sophomore zinc going with him, you know what I mean? And we can sneak into that job to finally get that respect, because he's supposed to be on that echelon. He's supposed to be where Cam is at right now. I'll just keep it at that level. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
So,
Who's your quarterback this year?
Excuse me?
Who's your quarterback this year?
Josh Freeman, baby, number 5.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
the kid with curly afro.
Right. He's gonna improve really good.
I hope so.
I like that.
I hope so, man.
You know, don't have nobody to know. When you got, you can have a quarterback, but if you ain't got no guns to throw at you, you're gonna make him look bad.
I think Josh got full of himself.
How many draft picks y'all had this offseason?
How many we had? Like 7.
Yeah, I had a ton of them. Now, if they look bad again, we were heavy on free agency, too. I need to go back to them faggot uniforms, because they look bad.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
They're looking like some little orange little he went to the
pirate chamber on me. Oh,
yes.
Yo, Dre.
Oh, you went to the Queen's Chamber joint.
Dre. Who is your team?
My team, I'm a Giants fan. I thought you was a Jets fan. No, I'm not a Jets fan.
They're going to be praying all the time, so with Tebow.
Well, Tebow, I'm going to tell you about Tebow. Tebow is nothing but for marketing. Tebow cannot play.
Exactly.
I go with Stephen A. on that. He cannot throw. He cannot do nothing.
If he was all that, then...
As soon as they got Peyton Manning, what did they do? They packed his bag before it was even packed. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But he had a limousine waiting for him in New York.
Exactly. But for me, I think it's nothing but marketing, because he got everybody following this guy. He's always on the news, and he really didn't prove himself. He's a great white hope, like I said. Well, he's not even a great white hope, because he's a bum. He's a B-U-M. Backed up motherfucker.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's my opinion.
Right.
I don't like the guy. As a person, as a player, he was good in college. But as a pro, he's, to me, is nothing but a media exposure and marketing. That's all he want to do.
All that money for just that.
Yes. What can he do? I mean, he bought Denver out of games. But the other team wasn't scoring. If you really watch the game,
the defense helped them in the game, and then it was the other team doing dumb stuff.
Exactly. So basically, defense carried the Broncos into the playoffs, and they was 8-8. I mean, come on.
So that tells you that defense wasn't all that either. But it was the other team doing dumb stuff, and Tebow getting lucky. Like, I told my other man that, you know, he's a Steelers fan, real heavy, right? And I told him, I said, anytime if you got your whole secondary up on the line of scrimmage, and then you get the man the inside, all that dude is Thomas. He's the Darius Thomas, so Kevin Buckles took the inside route, and Tebow with a 10 down, out and in, and that was it. And Thomas dude did the rest.
Right.
And Ike Taylor forgot how to tackle, and there you go.
Because they weren't supposed to beat the Steelers. They was not supposed to beat the Steelers. Yes.
Do you think that the refs call less fouls where the black quarterbacks be hit? Do you think it's going to be more calls?
I think Vic got jerked. I think he got jerked last year. I think on some of the calls he got jerked, but that's football.
I'm saying most of the black quarterbacks, not just Vic. I mean, I've seen it with a lot of the black quarterbacks.
Well,
not just Vic.
You got a point there, because Peyton Manning and Brady and Romo and all of them, they get
Homo.
A lot of calls. They do get a lot of calls. You're right on that. They do get a lot of calls, but you already know. Once they never said we could play the position anyway, so you already know we ain't going to get no calls. You can't play the ref.
Right.
You got to play the game. You play the ref and cry, you get in the media, next thing you know, you really ain't going to get no calls. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to let the commentators take care of that, because they see it too, you know, because they were talking about it last year on the Steve Berman show. They talked about it, and I do see it. You're right. You're definitely right.
Yeah.
But you have to go with play the game, because you already know. You already know that you're going to get hit, especially a mobile quarterback like Vic. Vic was getting popped. I mean, it was no sense the way he was getting popped.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate on that for a second, right? Like, if Vic, and I'm not gonna relegate it, keep it on Michael Vick. I'm gonna keep it on, like the sister said, all black quarterback. If you take yourself out of the protection of the pocket, don't you kind of turn yourself into like either like a ball carrier, and now they're just gonna like tear your head off. So, for a pocket passer, like your typical guy, your Aaron Rodgers, or whoever you want to name, of that persuasion or whatever, they're going to get hit, but it's not going to be as rough, or they're going to get flagged, because that's what they're supposed to do. They stand up straight in the pocket, and they look around, and they hit somebody. Now, Vic, he's got his head up, his head is on a swivel, he's looking at where to go. You know, if you're not open when you're supposed to be open, he's out.
Now, once you get out that pocket,
you know what I mean? And Brian Urlacher see you, it's all bets are off. So, I do think that they was, you know, doing the Michael Vick a little injustice, man, because a lot of them calls, man, would have been definitely flagged. It would have been Roethlisberger or Matthew Stafford, you know what I mean, or
right.
Joe Flacco, you know what I'm saying, like that. So he did, you know, the referees, you know, had their heads turned or whatever. They just turned the blind eye and think. And I do
agree with you. You're right.
Yeah.
I definitely 110% agree with you. I have watched games, and I'll be like, yo, come on. That's obvious. The man, they're going after his head. You know, they're trying to really
they
want to
mess him up.
They really
want to take him out.
Okay,
so
what about
how do you think they're going? How do you think the treatment of Big Let treat RG3 now? Okay? I mean, he's that same type of dude that, you know, likes to take it outside the pocket, ask for flash and dash this game. You think he's going to, you know.
I don't think they're going to catch him. They're
going to
be about 5 years.
Those Eagles going to be crazy, right?
He's like Vic when Vic first came in. They couldn't catch Vic. You know,
hold on, guys. The lines are lit up. If you want to go on the air, please press 1.
Oh, we got
to get
the
on the air
up?
And get into the conversation, please press 1. All right.
But RG3 got an arm. He's fast. He's like Vic when Vic first came in.
Right.
Y'all know when Vic first came in, Vic wasn't getting hit, because at 5 years, you know, if I come in the league and I'm 18 years old, you ain't going to catch me, because I'm going to be a teacher. After 5 years, you're going to get hit with them knees. You know, look at Donovan McNabb. He was running. He couldn't run no more. Pocket passer. He couldn't. All that scrambling stuff.
Do y'all think anybody's going to pick Donovan up?
RG3 going to run around. They ain't going to catch him. And then after 4 years, we're going to be talking about the same thing. Y'all see that they taking that boy head off, you know, because them knees is going to go.
Right.
Them knees is going to go.
Yeah.
He's going to have to stay back in the pocket. As you get older, you get slower. So your game changes. That's why Vic is getting hit now, because his game got to change. He's not as fast and mobile as he was.
You know, when you go to jail and lay up and get a belly and all that, come out, you know.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
cheese sandwiches. You know you gotta get
the
cheese sandwiches.
Gotta get those license plates and stuff off your mind.
You understand?
Yeah.
But, Joe, I'm going to tell you my sleeper team. My sleeper team is the Detroit Lions.
I know this football talk will be crazy. You like the Lions to come up this year?
No, I don't like the Lions. I'm looking at the team, brother.
Right, okay.
The team and where it was and
right.
where it's going. I'm
right.
saying sleeper. That's
okay.
my sleeper. You understand? If they stay healthy, Detroit
uh-huh.
got one of the best teams in the league, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
Don't look at Green Bay. Look at Green Bay. They lost one. How many games they lost last year? Oh, Nani, I don't know. Okay, because I guess y'all not Giant fans. But anyway.
I'm waiting for you to finish so I can, you know.
Okay, they lost one game. Now, Detroit never gets a home game. They always got to
uh-huh.
play on the road. They're dome.
Right.
Okay.
Except for Thanksgiving.
Only Thanksgiving. But they got receivers. They got a good defense. They
right.
got a running game. They got a balanced team. When they change the coaches, sometimes it's coaches, it's not the players sometimes. They
uh-huh.
have the same team. That's what I was trying to tell you about your Buccaneers. That's
uh-huh.
what I see. I see your Buccaneers, if they had a different coach, not taking nothing from that coach, if
uh-huh.
they had a different coach that could have motivated them, they would have
uh-huh.
won more games.
Right.
Just like Detroit. Detroit didn't win a game. They had the same team.
Right.
Came in, and look what they did.
Right. You know what they did?
One of our divas have a question, guys.
I was about to get on my man about Detroit. Oh, man.
we can go back to that.
I was about to crush him.
She wants to know, at what age is too old to play for basketball?
What's too old?
I say
when you, once you get about in your 30s, about 33, 34.
Okay.
That's when you start to be a role player.
Right.
If you
listen to
me,
that's
the answer. Okay,
right.
Now, Chris, you can go on with yours.
Okay. Now, my man, you sitting there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, projects, I'm going to do projects for my people on the radio show, and I'm going to do projects for my Buccaneers. This is how I get down.
Okay.
Everything you mentioned about Detroit was true, but you failed to mention one little obvious thing. I'm going to take you back to the playoff game that they had last year against New Orleans. Their secondary
who did they play?
Got touched. They played New Orleans in the playoffs.
Right.
I've never been there. I know what you're saying. Hold on. Their secondary got lit the hell up. The only way that Detroit got back in the game is Stafford was playing lobsies with Calvin Johnson. Okay, but hold on. I think Chicago is going to pass Detroit. Jay Cutler got his man back with him, Brandon Marshall. They signed Matt Forte. Okay? Their defense is ready. So I think Detroit is going to be that team that's going to take that.
No, you're going to
take that fall
Chicago.
Back. See, Detroit is going to take the fall back, and Chicago is going to leap over them. But keeping it on the topic of sleeper teams, I'm going to take it to the AFC. My sleeper team in the AFC? Amen. All right, get the rap machine ready. Get it ready. Wait for it. Buffalo. Buffalo is going to pass leapfrog over Miami and the Jets. I like Fitzpatrick. I like Mario Williams on the defense. Their defense is ready. Okay, and that's just my pick. I'm just saying I like Buffalo. I like them to kind of like make the move, man. Because I think that Fred Jackson is going to do his thing. And he was just sort of at the tail end of last year. So, I mean, I see them. I mean, it's a lot of people that you could pick, but I think that they, you know, be the ones that's really ready to round that corner, man. You know what I mean?
See, I got to go in on you. See, now I really got to go in on you.
Go
How
ahead.
Many years people been saying Buffalo is going to come around? They ain't come around since Jim Kelly.
Talking about Jim Kelly.
Listen to me. Buffalo been the sleeper team for the last 3 years. They'll start out 3-1, 4-1. Then when they get into the middle of their line of their schedule, they fall
right.
off the face of the map. You don't even hear about them no more. You know,
okay.
What is it? It's too cold up there? Or what's the problem? What's the problem? And then I'm going to get on you about Chicago. You talking about drunk Jim Cutler? Cutler? They got no receivers. Chicago got no receivers.
Word.
question. Another now, question, Don. Do you feel the younger players are taking over the game and getting more money than the older players today?
What? Yeah, I think so.
Yes, I believe that. I believe some of them are getting paid and even really didn't prove themselves.
Right.
You know, they get the money and, you know, next thing you know, they go tear ACL. And,
right.
You know, look, this guy on the Giants, that's my team. They pay this guy, I forgot his name, too. He just got hurt.
That's your team?
He's supposed to be this good secondary guy.
Terrell Thomas?
And I can't remember his name. If anybody can help me with the name, I really
Terrell Thomas?
Yeah, Terrell Thomas, right. Exactly.
Yeah, Terrell Thomas, yeah.
He tore the same ACL. He didn't even get to play. He got all his money, first-round draft pick, came
right.
out of college, expectations. You know, he got the athleticism. And he goes into preseason. He tears his ACL.
Hold on. We have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we got a female?
Yes, got a female.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing good. But
holla, baby. Holla, baby. Go ahead. You got a question for the
about the sport. But my question was, do you feel that nowadays, since we have, you know, the younger basketball players that are coming straight out of high school, I mean, they're coming straight out of high school, they're going straight, you know, forward, and they're starting to get a lot more money than the older players. Do you feel like that's like a disadvantage? Do you feel, do you feel like the older players are kind of getting the raw end of the stick at this point?
Okay, I'm go in on that as an old school cat. I feel a younger guy should stay in college at least 2 years. I don't believe in should come out of high school and go straight to the NBA. By the simple fact, when you're a first round pick, you automatically guarantee 3 years. You ain't even proving yourself. Second of all, you're going to make millions, and then you can't even play a man's game. Now, I'm not saying all of them didn't come out of high school and didn't prove themselves, but I think they get a little too much money, and I think they should go to college. And back in the day, they used to go 4 years and come out. Now they go one and done.
Right.
But that's back in the day, though. I mean, nowadays you got these young people that are straight out of high school going straight forward.
No, they can't do that anymore. They have to go to college for 1 year.
No, but what I'm saying is you have the ones that are coming straight from high school going straight to college, and now next thing you know, they're already making millions.
But see, this is the problem.
But you're saying, okay, well, you know, they should wait like the 4 years. But, I mean, my input is, if you got it, you got it. I mean, who's going to say in 4 years that you're playing college basketball that you won't tear something and then you can't play? You know, so why not make the money?
So you can look at that both ways.
You can look at that both ways because if you're a good player, you thinking about, oh, I might tear my leg. I might as well get the money now. I got to help my family. Because most of them thinking about, oh, I got to help my family and all that. And you're right. If you got it, you got it. But my opinion, I just think they should go 2 years, learn the game, and then come in. Because most of them come in, sit on the bench, and then after 3 years, you don't hear about them no more.
All right. Can I ask y'all a question? Because I've been sitting here listening, and I ain't been saying a word.
Right.
And y'all got on me about the stocks thing. Okay. I would like to know who's the highest paid athlete.
Who's the highest paid athlete right now?
Yes.
Alex Rodriguez.
It's not.
I thought it was Floyd Mayweather.
Wait, it's not. I thought it was Tiger Woods.
I thought it was LeBron James.
Come on, LeBron James is not the highest paid.
Alex Rodriguez makes twenty-seven point something a year. Yeah, but Floyd Mayweather made $32 million in one night. Floyd Mayweather made thirty-two million dollars in one night. Wait a minute. Floyd Mayweather made thirty-two million dollars before Marquez. I got your question, but I'm like, from last year or ever, when the last time Tiger won a major tournament?
I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Huh? He was in a drought for a minute, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to, you know,
Didn't he just recently win a tournament?
Yeah, but it wasn't a major. It was the U.S. Open. It wasn't a major.
That's only like maybe $2 or $3 million in a little.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean.
You know, you gotta win like mad with golf. You gotta win like mad tournaments. Let that shit add up.
Right.
You know, with boxing, it's a one shot deal. You go out, knock somebody out. You got 40 mil. You know. It all depends on the sport that you're talking about when it comes to the most money.
You look at the totality of A-Rod's contract, which is, what, 252?
It boils down to, like,
That's right. So I don't know how we wanted to, you know, to...
That could go either way, you know what
I'm saying? Right,
right,
yes, sir.
So getting back to homegirl's question about the young guys... the young kids. I do agree, but that's a no win question, because you could have, like, my man over, I don't know his name, but he might have another opinion about, okay, yeah, my son can go and make them bucks, and I might have my son say, nah, get your education, because if you break your leg, you gotta have something to fall back on.
You could tell that kid,
I'll let you do that. You can go into the draft, but try to get your degree.
Right.
You know? You understand what I'm saying? Because school comes
first,
because you got to have something to fall back on.
Right.
Now,
right.
As a new school cat, like what you're saying, I don't know your name, sweetheart, but you're saying, okay, if you got it, you got it. But you also got to let them know, what if you go there, break your ankle, break your knee, and you only play 1 year? You got nothing to fall back on. You feel me?
That's the thing right there.
And do what you got to do. But that's up to the, you know, like, to me, I feel like it's up to the parents to make sure that the kids understand that,
that's,
yes,
that's
you,
what
might,
I just
you
said.
Have a gift, you know.
But a lot of times the parents get caught up in the hype. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that, like that lady that, like the kid that was on signing day, right? The kid, he wanted to go to LSU. His moms wanted him to go to Alabama. Okay, it was a lot of drama. You know how they do when they pull
out. Oh, that's drama at SEC. That's drama.
He wanted to go to LSU. His mother was mad because she wanted him to go to Alabama so she could front in front of all her friends. What's that about?
SEC, let me tell you. SEC is a big thing. That's one of the – in college football, basketball, baseball – and them people down south, they're alumni, and they get very carried away with that. You know, where school you go to because you represent the family. And SEC is a big thing. SEC, you know, in college football, they won the last six championships.
I have no
clue. What was it, football, basketball? What was the kid into?
He was a football player.
Okay. Now, those are the top two schools in the SEC right now,
right.
LSU and Alabama.
Right.
But the point being
that he wanted to go to LSU, but his mother wanted him to go to Alabama, so she could front that they was from Alabama. You understand? That's where the drama came in at, and he was trying to go to LSU. You know what I mean? So, like, who's really in control of what? Am I going to school for my education because I'm an athlete, or am I going to school for you so you can tell all your friends about how your son is doing
this
and whatever?
That's a good point.
Those are the
things you got to think about.
Excuse me. If it was my kid,
yes.
The question about the highest paid would be Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, okay.
I knew that.
Between 2011 and 2010, but Tiger Woods is right up under him. He's the third, right?
Okay.
Tiger Woods is the third.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to win a major. As long as he come in the top 10, he gets money.
He landed in the third rank with total earnings of 59.4 mil.
Who got number two?
Victor Ortiz.
Victor
who?
Ortiz.
This is Victor. You know Victor Ortiz, the headbutter dude. The one like the
kid
on the
ring
and all that.
Dancer.
You know that guy. The one that got his jaw broke. He just got his jaw broke last month. You know that guy.
Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah, he number two
Okay. Here we go.
Lavina, you was close. LeBron James. Then Roger Federer.
I knew LeBron was up in there somewhere.
Kobe
right.
Bryant is number six.
Oh,
I knew he was. Bill Mickelson, seven. David Beckham, eight.
A-Rod
ain't
even
in there.
I think
he's broke.
Peyton Manning
is number 10.
I think A-Rod broke then. Nah, he ain't broke. The Texas Rangers are still paying him. He ain't broke.
Oh, no, they got to. They
still paying him.
The Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that's right.
He was
and,
that was a
double
you're gonna,
shout
you're gonna
out to
pay
the Texas
somebody $250 million and got no pitches. That was to make money, and he didn't sell no tickets like they thought he was, because he wasn't going to win no games, because in baseball, without pitching, you're not going to win. So I don't know why.
That's before the steroids came in the situation, and he started breaking down.
Oh yeah,
okay.
you see the Stinkies now. The Yankees, not the Stinkies.
Don't talk about my Yankees. We'll be on here for another 3 hours.
I said the Yankees.
I thought somebody said Stinkies. Hold up now.
Nobody said Stinkies.
I thought I heard that in the air somewhere. I smell it.
But okay, it was a couple of games for y'all Yankee fans. It was a couple of games where y'all 27 million dollar man had the bases loaded and he couldn't even bring a man in. He couldn't even bring a fly in.
You're preaching to the choir. I'm the same dude that's in there with the bleacher creatures blowing his ass.
Yo,
because A-Rod wouldn't dream of doing.
Well, he got us the
beef
Royce.
Hello.
Hello.
We're actually running out of time.
Oh, man.
I know, right? But I definitely want to thank everyone that called, everyone that was listening. And just remember, next Tuesday, same place, same time, we're going to be talking about whatever you want to talk about, but it's going to be strictly sports.
Yo, Andre, TC, this is the man right here. I really had a good time, man. I'm counting it down to next week already, man.
I was about to get deep on them. We need to get deep. I'm going to do my homework. He only batting 250, 14 home runs, and I think he got about 40 RBIs. He got off the beef roids. See, when you're on beef roids,
that's right. He got exposed. You're right.
He got exposed.
Don't worry about him. We got Ichiro.
That was a good move.
I'm not worried about A-Rod's old dudes.
But that was a good move. That was definitely a good move. Because you got speed. Don't strike out a lot.
Mayor, what's your final thought on this?
On what?
On the subject period.
I think that the Dream Team will crush this Olympic squad by about 35.
We got one for old school. Who's next? Who want to get feedback on today's topic? We got one for the old school. Can I get somebody else?
New school.
That's one and one. Who's next? Who would take the team?
I don't care what y'all say. I'm a New York fan all the way.
So you say the Knicks. So we got one for the Knicks. We got one for the 2012 new school. Anybody else can get feedback? Come on, T, what you think?
Old school.
That's two for the old school. We running out of time. Anybody
think?
Else?
What about
the young lady?
She already said the new school.
Oh, she said new school. What about the
new school? That's right.
What?
Said new school.
So that's
how about one for the GQ Power Sports Radio Show?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Thanks everybody. It was a great show. That's it for tonight.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
Go Big Blue! Go Big Blue!